Praised be Jesus and Mary. When the disciples experience the risen Jesus after his resurrection, they see him, they experience him in his real body, in that same body that died on the cross, was crucified and buried. But though they do so, they see him in this body, which after the resurrection no longer lives a merely biological life as before, but a body that anticipates the life of the glorified body that we too hope one day to have in heaven. It's a body that has a sort of otherworldliness about it, and that's why it's difficult to recognize our Lord immediately, and the disciples don't do so immediately. It's either the breaking of the bread that reveals him, or a word of the Lord, or an action of his that reveals his identity. And while there's certainty that it is the Lord, none of the disciples dare to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. At the same time, there's an otherworldliness. The life he lives is no longer the life of earth, but the life that one day will be realized, made manifest in heaven. In today's gospel, the first to realize that it is the Lord was St. John. And our friend Cornelius a Lapide, a great Bible commentator, poses the question and answers it as well. Why was it that St. John, of all the apostles, was the first to realize who it was? Everybody saw him. He was standing on shore. We'll just read what Cornelius a Lapide has to say. It requires little or no commentary. You will ask, how was it that John was the first to recognize Christ? I reply that while Peter was occupied in drawing up the net full of great fishes, John more carefully looked at Jesus, and Jesus first presented his appearance to St. John because he most chiefly loved him and because he was most pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Among the apostles, special was St. John because he had never been married. He had a special purity about him. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. The more familiar and intimate anyone is with God by prayer, the more does he perceive, penetrate, contemplate, and admire God and the attributes of God. What does it mean to be pure of heart? Cornelius tells us, a pure heart means a chaste mind, free from all lust and carnal concupiscence. In second place, it more fully means that blessed are those who have a pure conscience, those namely who have cleansed it from every stain of sin, from evil thoughts and desires, from passions and perturbations, from all evil intention, and especially from all duplicity and hypocrisy. If the heart be pure, the actions which spring from it will be pure and clean. And most fully, they are in the highest grade of purity of heart, who have cleansed their hearts from all love of creatures, who love God above all things, and no creature as much as God or more than God. And their hearts may be like that of an angel, a pure mirror, a shrine of the deity. Blessed, therefore, are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. And if our hearts are pure like that of St. John, cleansed, of course, of lust and concupiscence, but especially cleansed from inordinate desires, inordinate love for creatures, then like him we'll be able to recognize our Lord more easily in our lives. We'll be able to recognize him in any circumstance of life. We'll be able to have a glimpse of the life to come and have our eyes fixed on eternity. And recognizing our Lord, like St. John, we'll be able to lead others to him as well. Praised be Jesus and Mary.